Colourful action message.
Professor Kevin Fenton is the Public Health England National Director for Health and Wellbeing. And the professor is responsible for a new campaign launched by Public Health England, which is urging African Caribbean communities in particular to be aware of symptoms of lung cancer, lung disease, and heart disease, all leading causes of death in England. I'm delighted to say I've got a professor on the line with me today. So, Professor Fenton, please tell us why Public Health England is running this Be Clear on Cancer campaign.
So, Public Health England runs Be Clear on Cancer campaigns because we're really interested in getting more people aware of the signs and symptoms of cancer so they can be diagnosed earlier and benefit from effective treatment. This year, we're running a Be Clear on Cancer campaign focusing on respiratory symptoms, so breathlessness, persistent cough, because we want to draw attention to the symptoms of lung cancer, but also the symptoms of other types of lung disease as well, including chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, as well as heart disease too. So this year we're focusing on respiratory symptoms to raise awareness about these.
Now, you know, there have been previous Be Clear on Cancer campaigns, not least on the station, and our listeners will no doubt remember some of them. But what sets this one apart from previous campaigns?
So this campaign is different because we're not just focusing on one symptom. You'll remember that in the past, for example, we focused on blood in the pee as a sign of bladder cancer, or, you know, blood in the stool as a sign of colon cancer. But this time we're focusing on a number of symptoms because we want to both raise awareness of lung cancer, but we recognize that sometimes people may be having problems in their lungs, which may be a sign of other types of lung disease or heart disease. And the reality is that all three of these conditions, cancer, lung disease, and heart disease, can benefit from being diagnosed earlier and being treated, and they have very similar symptoms. So this campaign says if you have breathlessness, doing the things that you used to do normally, then get it checked out, because it's not normal if you're breathless, you know, vacuuming, going to the store to pick up your shopping, etc. And so we're encouraging people to get checked out for breathlessness. And also, if you've had a persistent cough for 3 weeks or more, please get it checked out by the doctor, because, again, it's not normal to have persistent coughs for 3 weeks or more. So those are the things that we're focusing on for this campaign.
Okay. So why is the campaign then relevant to me as an African-Caribbean person and certainly the African-Caribbean community generally?
So this is really a good question. And one of the things we know is that people from Black and minority ethnic backgrounds tend to not take heed when they get these symptoms and tend to put them off, either because they're hoping that it will go away or they don't want to bother their doctor. And so we tend to have our conditions diagnosed later. And that means that we don't benefit fully from the treatments which are available. We also know that some of the risk factors like smoking, like not being physically active enough for both lung cancer and heart disease, tend to be higher in minority communities, especially Black communities. So we want to ensure that for the risk factors for early diagnosis, we're really reaching out to our community to get more people checked out and checked out early.
Okay. So are there any other symptoms that we need to watch out for and be aware of?
So the campaign really focuses on the two major symptoms. These are the ones which are most common, which are breathlessness when you're doing common everyday activities and a persistent cough for 3 weeks or more. But there are other symptoms that you may see in your lungs. For example, you may be coughing up blood, you may be having chest pain when you're coughing, or just chest pains in general. Again, you may be losing weight. These are some of the other signs and symptoms, but those tend to be much later signs. So if we really want to get people tested and diagnosed earlier, it's focusing on the breathlessness and focusing on the persistent cough for 3 weeks.
So someone like me who gets out of breath just going up the stairs, just to come into the studio today, was a bit of a difficulty. I certainly am one of those who needs to get checked out, right?
Well, you sound like a relatively young man.
So I'm not sure about that. I don't feel it.
So I would say, listen, are you physically active enough and are you getting enough exercise? But if you are feeling that breathlessness and it's been persistent, doing things like vacuuming the home, cleaning the home, going to the shop just to get your regular shopping, then you should really go and see your doctor just to be absolutely sure everything's okay.
Well, this might sound like a silly question, but why is going to the doctor quickly so important? Excuse me.
No, I'm really glad you asked that question, actually, because what we tend to find in our research and when we work with our community is that people have all sorts of excuses not to see their doctor, and they put it off, often until it's too late. Mm. And people put it off because they don't want to get bad news, they don't want to bother the doctor, they're thinking that this will go away, or they may want to try some remedy that they know from Jamaica or from Barbados or from the Caribbean or from West Africa to help to try and treat themselves. But getting tested and diagnosed earlier means that you are able to benefit from the treatment earlier, and that we catch conditions like cancer or heart disease earlier. Mm. And the earlier you get the diagnosis and treatment is the better your prognosis. You're more likely to live longer and to survive your cancer and your heart disease.
So as always, the old adage then is the earlier the better, right?
Earlier the better, and of course prevention better than cure.
Damn right. What are you hoping then, Professor, to achieve with this campaign?
So when we run our Declaring Cancer campaigns, I'm really proud of the fact that we tend to get an upsurge in people who see their doctor and who, you know, have a conversation with their doctor about long-standing symptoms that they may be having. So I'm really hopeful that for this campaign, we'll see a similar upturn in the number of people coming into their doctors to say, you know, listen, I've been having this cough now for 4, 5, 6 weeks. It's not going away. I'm really concerned about it. Can I get checked out? Mm. Or somebody who goes to the doctor and says, listen, I'm having this breathlessness. I'm taking my kids to school around the corner and I come back home, I'm out of breath. What's wrong? To really begin to have that conversation. I really want to see more people getting diagnosed and tested and treated earlier than we currently are. Mm.
Mm. Well, I've got a two-headed question for you here. What's the message then from you that we need to drive home to our listeners? And also, do you have anything else you would like our listeners to know about?
Okay, so the key messages for everyone today is if you've been having a persistent cough for 3 weeks or more, get it checked out. Go and speak to your doctor, because early diagnosis and early treatment for what could be lung disease or could be heart disease, it is really beneficial. Similarly, if you've had a persistent cough for 3 weeks or more, or if you've been breathless, doing the common everyday things that you usually do, please get it checked out. Again, because it could be a sign of lung and heart disease, and it's better to be diagnosed earlier to benefit from the effective treatment. The other thing that I think your listeners should be aware of is that, you know, cancer is not inevitable. There are many things that we can do to really reduce the risk of cancer and, of course, of heart disease as well. So if you're smoking, really move towards quitting to smoke and quitting for good, because that's a huge benefit to your health, but also to the health of those around you, especially children. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting enough exercise every week, you know, the chief medical officer, the chief doctor of the country says that we should all be getting about 150 minutes of moderate activity every week. But even if you're not getting that level, being more active can help to reduce your risk of cancer and heart disease tremendously. So we want to encourage more people to do that. And then finally, reducing the amount of alcohol that we're all drinking, because we know as a nation we drink far too much alcohol, and that's a significant risk factor for many cancers as well.
Now, Professor, given that you're the expert in these matters, you know, most of us would love to call you directly, but of course we can't. So where can we go to get the information we need for the campaign?
So a lot of the information that I've discussed today is available on our Be Clear on Cancer site. So just type in Be Clear on Cancer online and it will take you to the campaign. It will provide all the information that you need to learn about the early diagnosis of these cancers and to get treated. But we also have another website that people may want to visit, which does a health assessment online. Ask you a series of questions, and then on the basis of that, we'll give you tips on what you can do to improve your health and reduce your risk on cancer. And that's the OneU website. That's OneU, And there's a quiz called How Are You? And if you do that quiz, it will really help to give you additional information on how well you're doing, or maybe how not so well you're doing, and what more you can do to change and be more healthy.
Ah, I can testify to that, because that is a quiz that I took a few months ago, in fact, and I got, I think, 6 out of 10, which was very moderate. And I've been trying to improve ever since, Professor. You'll be pleased to know, I'm sure.
I'm very pleased to know, because we need to get that 6 up to the 8.
Absolutely. Thank you, Professor, for joining us today on Colorful Radio.
Wonderful. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. And thank you so much for covering the story and for helping us to get the message out.
Always welcome, sir. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Colorful.
Colorful. Colorful. Action message.
Colorful Radio.